The Good News, according to John, Chapter 4. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries and is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today. Please note that the reader, Wayne O'Connor, is not the translator of this book. When, therefore, the Lord learned that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples did, he left Judea and went to Galilee. This made it necessary for him to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of land which Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. Then Jesus, being tired from his journey, sat there by the well. It was about the sixth hour of the day, when a woman of Samaria came there to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman then replied to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask for a drink from me, since I am a Samaritan woman?" For the Jews do not associate with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that said to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Master, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where then are you going to get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself along with his sons and his livestock?" Jesus responded and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water that I give him will never be thirsty, but the water that I will give him will be becoming a fountain of water gushing up within him, supplying God's eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and won't have to come all the way here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back here." The woman replied, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have correctly said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Master, I see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say that Jerusalem is the place where men must worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the time is coming when you will neither worship the Father in this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship someone whom you don't know. We worship someone we do know. For salvation is from the Jews, but the time is coming and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking these kinds of worshippers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." The woman replied to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, the one who is called the Anointed One. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." When his disciples came upon this scene, they were amazed that he was speaking with a woman. Yet no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" So the woman left her water pitcher, went away into the city, and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything that I ever did. Can this be the Anointed One?" So they left the city and came to him. In the meantime, the disciples urged him, saying, "Rabbi, eat something." But he replied to them, "I have food to eat that you don't understand." The disciples, therefore, said to one another, "Has someone brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Don't you say there are still 4 months before harvest time? Look here, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already ripe for harvest. He who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit," which are people, "into the eternal life of God, so that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For this is a true saying, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap something for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you are participating in their labor. And many of the Samaritans from that city believed into him because of the words of the woman who testified, "He told me everything that I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they begged him to spend some time with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. So they said to the woman, "Now we believe, not just because of what you said, but we have heard for ourselves and know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." Then after the 2 days he left there and went to Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did in Jerusalem at the feast, since they also went to the feast. Then he came to Cana of Galilee, again, where he had made the water into wine. Now there was a certain royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come there and heal his son who was near death. Jesus then said to him, "Is there no way that you will believe except by seeing signs and wonders?" The royal official said to him, "Master, come before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go on your way, your son will live." And the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, so he left. And as he was returning home, his servants met him, saying, "Your child is alive." So he asked them the time when the son began to get better. They then replied to him, "Yesterday, at the 7th hour, the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at that time when Jesus said to him, "Your son will live." And he believed along with his entire household. This was the second sign that Jesus did, having come from Judea to Galilee. This is the end of John chapter 4. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.